Whether it's play-by-play, sports reporting, or, well, just goofing off, Sean Anderson has your Wolverine Radio Sports. Local news, local sports, local people.
Mr. Anderson!
Local people. Wolverine Radio.
Okay, so now in the studio, we have a gentleman who's who has never been here before. His name is Chris Goodenough. You're a Jewett City native? Is that?
Grew up in Norwich.
You grew up in Norwich?
Joined the military, left the military, and came and lived in Jewett City.
Okay, which what branch of the military were you in?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. And you came to live in Jewett City, and you're a filmmaker.
Yeah, by default. I'm a writer, actually. But I've got a friend that's an actor, and he just finished doing a performance in Hartford and was going through post-performance depression. So he said, well, let's make a film. And I happen to have a script, and he said, let's do that.
Okay. So tell us about the script. What is it called?
It's a TV pilot called Gray Man. It's a crime drama series that takes place in New York City. We'll be shooting it mainly in New London County, but it's about a kid who is, he's kind of ruined by the judicial system, the foster system. His foster father towards the end tries to kill him by setting him on fire. So he is both physically and emotionally scarred from this. The person that rescues him is an ex-CIA operative who then becomes his handler, his trainer, and trains him to be a master of disguise vigilante that finds people that cheat the system and brings them to justice.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Kind of like the conversation we had with Phil Michelle earlier last hour about cheating the system on $6 million.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Phil is in this program, so I'm kind of tentative now.
Okay. No, how was Phil involved in the project?
Well, Phil and I got hooked up with a program here in town, the Community Development Cultural Arts Program, and I recognized that he had some amazing talent. So when opportunities have come up, you know, he's been one of the first go-to people that I've thought about. And when this program came up, I realized that I needed someone to pull off a Master of Disguise character. Mm-hmm. And again, Phil is the first person. I didn't even ask him. I just told him he was in it.
So is Phil the main character? Is he Gray Man?
Well, Gray Man, because of his ability to become a Master of Disguise, he can be pretty much anyone. The only time you actually see the Gray Man is when he is out of his disguises. Then he wears a hood to hide his scars, and he kind of he doesn't like people looking at him. But when he's in disguise, he can be anyone. He can be Phil. He can be Paul, Todd. He can be you. And we wouldn't know the difference because he can mimic you so well.
Gotcha. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Where did you get the idea for Gray Man?
Well, Gray Man is actually a term that preppers use, people who are preparing for the next world disaster. A gray man is a person that kind of blends in, that can be in the middle of a bunch of people, and nobody really remembers him being there. So I kind of took that and molded it to my likes and, you know, came up with a script for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, in some of the information that you sent to me, you said that the Gray Man Project is a social media experiment.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by a social media experiment?
Well, when my friend first said, hey, let's do Gray Man, you know, I had never done anything like this project.
Now, your friend, you were talking about the actor that just finished a show in Hartford.
Right. Okay. He is also the person playing Gray Man.
Okay.
When he first approached me, I had absolutely no idea how to go about this. I didn't have a list of characters or a list of actors that I could contact. I didn't know anything about camera work, lighting, sound, nothing. So it was either I learn everything that I could possibly learn and maybe come up with a mediocre product, or I could reach out to friends, family, acquaintances, friends of friends, through the social media, specifically Facebook, and say, hey, who's out there that wants to be a part of this? It's a zero budget project, so we're not going to pay you any money. I will feed you, but we're not going to pay you any money. And I was absolutely amazed at the outpouring of help. We now have 20 actors, 15 crew. We have specialists in special effects makeup. We have people that are music composers. I've got a professor from Yale that's going to conduct the music for this. And again, it's all free. They're all volunteering their time and amazing talents just to make this project become a reality.
See, I'm not shocked at that, about the whole volunteerism, to be honest with you. That's how Wolverine Radio really is. You know what I mean? And I completely understand where you're coming from, you know, as far as, you know, the amount of people that, and it's shocking, isn't it?
It is. It really
you
know, is.
You hear about society, and then all of a sudden you put something like this out, and all of a sudden people come and they help.
Yeah.
Because they want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. You know, like me, I want to be part of Wolverine Radio because it's bigger than me.
Right.
You know, Sean Anderson and Paul and Phil and Todd, none of us draw a paycheck from here.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not doing this for the money, are we, boys? No.
But benefits, free coffee.
Yeah, what's that? Free coffee. That's about it. Once in a while, you get day-old donuts, you know what I mean? But so we can definitely understand. So isn't it, I think that's wonderful how that happens.
I tell you, there's one lady in particular. I was on Facebook one day, and I got a little pop-up message from Jeannie Siegel. She's the person that owns the Guard Theater downtown New London. And the first words out of her mouth were, how can I help? Mm-hmm. And I started talking about the different difficulties that I was going through trying to figure out how to get this project off the ground. And she opened up the Guard Theater to me and said, here, come shoot here, absolutely free. You can hold your rehearsals here. You can do whatever you need to do here. And she has put me in contact with so many people that have been beneficial to this project. It's just amazing. Every day I get a new message from her. Hey, have you tried this guy? Have you tried that guy? And you know, we've gone from nothing 7 weeks ago. We've got 720-something likes on our page now. And there's probably 1,000 people that are all writing to me saying, this is what I can do to help you.
It's amazing. I mean, we've had that on a smaller scale here. I mean, we're just, you know, a small community radio station.
Right.
So, yeah, I understand that. I think that's awesome, you know, how, you know, people do reach out.
Yeah.
Right, like, when you think like they won't. Right. But it's not like just, you know, I mean, it starts with Phil. Then there are, you know, other people, you know, just kind of show up and you don't know where they come from.
Right. Exactly.
But they do. So we'll talk some more about, I want to talk about the lead character, what his Absolutely. Name is, and, you know, a little bit more about the story.
Absolutely. Sounds okay? good.
All right. We are talking to Chris Goodenough, the leader of the project called Gray Man. Filming is going to start on January 13th. That's correct?
Correct.
All right. We're going to talk more with Chris in a little bit. Right after this, right here, it's Wolverine Radio.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a bunch.
I just wanted to say thanks.
Thanks for listening to Wolverine Radio.